Deal Cubes, this is Brock.
And this is John.
All right, there's more than one fun in one of these. What is a deal cube?
Well, it's what lawyers of my vintage have a ton of and what all the associates and younger lawyers envy. It's basically a token to remember a particular deal by, and stereotypically it's a copy of a prospectus if you're doing a public offering or a tombstone ad for an M&A transaction or even an offering that's been set in Lucite and handed out to the folks on the deal team.
And how common are those? It sounds like
Well, again, that's another thing that is has become much more rare in recent years. That used to be ubiquitous. I mean, and literally everybody from the paralegal to the receptionist, everybody working on a deal would get one back in the 80s and 90s. But now you don't get them on as many deals, and the depth of people that get them is typically not what it was either.
And who determines who gets a deal cube?
Well, if there's a closing dinner, then the people who are there are often the ones who end up getting the cubes. Otherwise, the bankers usually have them made up, and they send a box full of them to the lead lawyer who distributes them internally. At least that's the way it's been for me in the recent deals where I've been involved with them. Some bankers are really great about making sure that everybody on the deal's distribution list gets one, but others, not so much.
And what can you do if you're stiffed and you need one right away?
Well, there's not much you can do. Every now and again, I've taken pity on some poor young associate who's been left off the list, and sometimes I've reached out to the bankers and if somebody I know and say, hey, you got an extra one you can give, and a lot of times, sometimes they'll be saying, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe I left so-and-so off, and they give you one. But sometimes if I don't know them, I've even... great guy that I am. I've actually given him or her the one that I got, but not if it's cool. If it's cool, it's staying in my office. People have also been known to use a little self-help and swipe one. I've heard stories. I do not. This is all third hand, but I have heard stories of people doing that as they were leaving law firms, going into somebody's office on a deal that they thought they got stiffed on for a cube and swiping one.
Wow, that's hilarious. Okay, so we have this Deal Cube Museum on the CorporateConsult.net. Anyone can access it. Several hundred photographs that people out there in the community have sent me. So if you've seen a deal cube that's cool out there in the audience, please email me a picture. But so what's the coolest one that you've seen, or that I guess what's the featured one in your office that you lock the door for so no one steals it?
You know, that's sort of like asking me to choose between my kids. There are several that I think are pretty cool. Actually, the one that I like the most, Brock, you've seen, because it's in my basement of my home, and that's the baseball bat that I got from the Cleveland Indians public offering back in 1998. But I've got several other ones that I think are pretty cool as well. I've got a buddy who's an investment banker that I've represented ever since I started practice. He loves deal cubes. This guy is, you know, he views deal cubes as an art form, and he's really into cars and planes and stuff too. So lately he's been giving airplane themed cubes that you can actually play with. One I think is in the Deal Cube Museum. Maybe both of them are. You know, one is a fighter jet that you can actually, you know, pick up and fly around your office so when nobody's looking. But I guess I have to say that the Indians baseball bat that's also in the Deal Cube Museum is probably my all-time favorite.
And I did run a contest amongst some of the deal cubes, about half of them on my site, and a blackjack table submitted by James Bond was the winner. And the oldest deal cube that someone submitted to me was from 1969, and that's
wow,
pretty simple cube, of course, when you're just starting out, but none of the underwriters on the deal cube exist, nor had I ever even heard of them.
Yeah, that's, you know, and that you don't have to go back that far.
Yeah.
You pick up a deal cube from the 80s or 90s, and most of those firms have been gobbled up by somebody else. Do you recall what deal it was from 69?
I will tell you, and let me pull it up. Datron Systems Inc. DATRON.
Wow, that screams 60s. You know, when I taught M&A, I used to tell the students that you know, everybody knows that you're from the 1990s if there's a .com as part of your name. Well, Tron or Tronics, that definitely identifies you as a Kennedy or Johnson baby, because you know that was the hot thing. That was aerospace and electronics. So Tronics was the suffix on your name that was hot in the 1960s.
Yeah, the underwriters were Kleiner, Bell and Company, and Jessup and Lamont.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, the final four of this Deal Cube tournament was the Milwaukee Brewers Beer Tap, and this Deal Cube, this blackjack table, and then the next one was a pink clear pig and toolbox. But if you go to the corporateconsole.net blog and plug in Deal Cube, you'll get links to all these, the contest itself.
It's a great way to waste an afternoon, believe me. I've done
Yeah.
it.
And the Deal Cube Museum, so if you plug in Deal Cube Museum into Google, there's nothing else out there like it, that what we have, so you'll immediately find what I'm talking about.
Another public service from the Corporate Counsel Times.
Yes. Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome.